claim that he is the Lord, that Ibrahim alayhi salam mentioned that Allah is the Lord, he is the one who gives life and gives death. So then when this Namrud, he responded that he gives life and gives death, he himself did the same. And Ibrahim alayhi salam silenced him with a different argument. He mentioned that Allah is the one who brings the sun up from the east, and you bring it up from the west then. If you're the Lord, Allah brings the sun from the east, you bring it out from the west. And of course he was at the end of his argument, he couldn't answer that. Now, what did Shaykh al-Fawzan mention about this ayah and other similar ayahs, that what do they show with regard to the sun? In the correct saying, according to this ayah and other ayahs, and it's clear in the hadith, that it is the sun which revolves around the earth. The sun goes around around the earth, going from the east and setting in the west. This is what is confirmed in the authentic texts, and this is what we witness with our eyes. Who can remember, with regard to the punishment of the grave, who are those people who deny the punishment of the grave? Yeah, Mu'tazila. Mu'tazila, they denied the punishment of the grave, and who can remember the argument which they brought? What argument they brought for this? Yeah. They said they based it upon their intellect. And they said, we don't see it, we can't understand this punishment in the grave, we don't see it, we don't see punishment in the grave, we can't understand it, our intellects don't reach it, and if we open a grave up, we don't find any punishment in that grave. We can open as many graves as we like, we don't see any punishment in the grave, so therefore we deny it. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafizahullah, contrary to this, he mentioned that there are some aspects of proof which prove the punishment of the grave. Not individual evidences, but whole aspects of evidence. Who can remember which aspects of evidence he mentioned prove it? Yeah. Also. Yeah. Yeah, the hadith one. Thirdly, whole aspect of proof. So the ayahs, hadith, something else. So Shaykh al-Fawzan, he mentioned some individual evidences, he mentioned a number of ayahs in that regard. He also mentioned authentic ahadith. And he mentioned thirdly, consensus, ijma' of the Ahl al-Sunnah in that regard. I mentioned it is something which is proven by the Book of Allah the Most High, also proven by the authentic Sunnah, and thirdly proven by Ijma, by consensus of the people of the Sunnah. With regard to the question, do we believe in everything which is reported about the signs of the hour or not? What would be the answer to that question? Do we believe in everything reported about the signs of the hour or not? No. The answer is yes, with a condition though. Not unrestrictedly. Any report about the hour, not whether it's authentic or weak or just, no. We affirm anything established about the signs of the hour with the condition that it's authentic, it is sahih. Fulfills the conditions of authenticity with the people of hadith. Also, with regard to the punishment of the grave, then Shaykh al-Fawzan, he mentioned the hadith proving that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge in his prayer. He sought refuge from the punishment of the grave, and he commanded the people to seek refuge from it. What does this prove? Shaykh al-Fawzan made a fairly obvious point. What is this fairly obvious point that it proves? It seems fairly obvious to if people have got a sound fitrah, a sound innate nature and a sound intellect, then it seems obvious that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself sought refuge from it, and he commanded the people should seek refuge from it in their prayer. So this proves that it will happen. It's something that's going to happen. It's something which is real and will happen, contrary to those people who don't seem to grasp this point. So even some of them, even to the point of saying that we affirm the hadith, but we don't hold it as our creed and believe that it will happen, which is absolute nonsense, of course. As soon as you affirm that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from it, then you have to hold it as your belief that it will happen. With regard to the final question then, who can remember who will be punished in the grave? What types of people will be punished in the grave? Unbelievers, unbelieving evildoers, unbelievers and evildoers were punished in their graves, and even some of the believers on account of sins which they have committed. Then the Imam Ibn Qudama, he continues rahimahullah with this section on what occurs here in this Egyptian edition on page 205. In the Saudi edition it's on page 201. So the Imam Ibn Qudama rahimahullah, he continued, وَفِتْنَةُ الْقَبْرِ حَقٌ وَسُؤَالُ مُنْكَرٍ وَنَكِيرٍ حَقٌ. And the trial in the grave is true, and the questioning by Munkar and Nakir is true. And the trial in the grave is true, the fitna, the trial in the grave is true, and the questioning by Munkar and Nakir is true. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, from that which will occur in the grave also is the questioning by Munkar and Nakir, who are from the angels. And these are two angels, one called Munkar and one called Nakir. That when the deceased is placed in his grave and the grave is filled in over him, and those who accompanied his funeral depart, and he will hear their footsteps. The person in his grave, he will hear the footsteps of the people departing from him. Then two angels will come to him, and his soul will be restored to his body, and this will be the life of the barzakh, the life beyond the barrier. This is the life of the barzakh that he is in now. This is the life of the barzakh. It is not like it's being restored during the life upon the earth. I mean, his soul will be put back into his body, but it will not be like when he was alive, not the same. In the life of this world, it won't be the same as that. No one knows about it, no one knows about that life in the barrier, in the period after death and before the resurrection, the life of the barzakh. No one knows about it except Allah the Majestic and Most High. So his soul will be returned to his body, and they will sit him up. So they will say to him, these two angels, they will say to him, Man Rabbuk wa ma dinuk wa man nabiyuk. Who is your Lord, and what is your religion, and who is your prophet? So the mu'min, the believer, will say, Rabbi Allah wal Islamu dini wa nabihi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The believer will answer, he will say, my Lord is Allah, and Islam is my religion, and my prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will not stutter and he will not hesitate, because he was a believer, a mu'min in this world. I mean, when he was alive in the world, he was a believer. He was a believer in Allah. He was a true believer in Allah and a true believer in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he adhered to the religion of Islam. So therefore, he will not stammer about the questioning, and he will not hesitate. But as for the munafiq, as for the hypocrite, who used to live in this world upon doubt, and he used to claim Islam with his tongue whilst denying it with his heart, then when he is asked in the grave, he will be unable and he will be in a state of confusion, and he will say, I do not know. I mean, when he is asked the same questions, same three questions, who is your Lord, what is your religion, and who is your prophet, he will respond, I do not know. I heard the people saying something, so therefore I said it. And when he was alive in the world, he used to hear the people saying this, my Lord is Allah, Islam is my religion, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my prophet. I used to hear them saying something, so I said the same thing. But now he'll just say, I used to hear the people saying something, so I just said it. So the first person will be given bliss and a gate and a door to paradise will be opened for him, whereas this one, I mean the second one, the hypocrite, whereas this one will be punished and crushed in his grave until his ribs entwine and his ribs cross over, crushed so much that his ribs entwine. And a door to the fire will be opened for him. In a footnote they mention, you can refer here, I mean there are a number of different hadith in this regard, they say refer to the Sahih of Al-Bukhari, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, hadith number 1338 and 1374, also reported by Muslim, and in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, and the hadith also of Abu Hurairah reported by Tirmidhi, and the hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhuma reported by Abu Dawood. And then they continue in the footnote, and this hadith that's been referred to here that we'll also get a mention later on, the hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhuma, is the long and famous hadith describing what will happen when the person is put in his grave. The believer, a long narration about what happens to the believer, and then a long narration about what happens to the hypocrite. Declared the hadith being declared sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, we ask Allah for firmness. Ameen. I mean, the person will fall into one of these two categories. When the person is placed in his grave, he'll be one of those who responds in the first way, or one of those who responds in the second way. So therefore we ask Allah for firmness. He said, and therefore he the majestic and most high says, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Surah Ibrahim, the 14th surah, ayah 27, with the explanation, Allah makes firm those who are believers with the firm saying, in the life of this world and in the hereafter, and Allah misguides the transgressing unbelievers, and Allah does whatever He wishes. as a side point here, with regard to al-qawl al-thabit, Allah makes firm the believers with this qawl al-thabit, with this firm saying. Then the mufassirin, they mention, alayhi salam, the scholars of tafsir, they mention it is the shahada, la ilaha illallah, that none, the statement, the testification that none has the right to worship except Allah. This was stated by al-Tabari and al-Baghawi and al-Sam'ani and Ibn Kathir and others. And this is made clear in the hadith of Al-Bara radiallahu anhu. Again, the same long hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned, commenting upon this ayah, this contains a proof for the establishment of the punishment of the grave and for the questioning of the two angels, Munkar and Nakir. And therefore, it actually occurs a mention of that in the hadith of Al-Bara, a mention of that and a reference towards the ayah. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and therefore he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he finished burying the deceased, he would stand at his grave, he and his companions, and he would say, istaghfiru li akhikum was'alu lahu tathbita fa innahu al-ana yus'al. And because of the fact that it's established there will be punishment in the grave and there will be questioning by the angels, therefore Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he buried a person, he would stand at his grave and say this, along with his companions, seek forgiveness for your brother and ask for firmness for him, for he is now about to be questioned. In the footnote they mention the hadith being reported by Abu Dawood, and its chain of narration, they say it's Hassan, is good, and it was declared Sahih, authentic, by Al-Hakim, and Al-Dhahabi agreed, and it's from a hadith of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, and declared Sahih, authentic, by Shaykh al-Albani. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say this after burying a person: seek forgiveness for your brother and ask for firmness for him, for he is now about to be questioned. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so therefore it is recommended for the Muslims, when they have finished burying the deceased, that they should stand by his grave and not hasten to depart, and they should ask for him, or they should ask for firmness for him and for forgiveness for him. And they should make dua to Allah to grant him this, to grant him firmness and to grant him forgiveness, since Allah will benefit him by that, because the supplication of the Muslims is responded to. So therefore the punishment of the grave is true and is not denied except by an evil heretic. It was denied by the Mu'tazila. Based upon their corrupt intellects, because they give precedence to the intellect over the text. يُقَدِّمُونَ الْأَقْلَ عَلَى النَّقْلِ. They give precedence, the Mu'tazila give precedence to the intellect over the text. So because their intellects do not comprehend the punishment of the grave, they rejected it and denied the ahadith. We ask Allah for afiyah, for safety and security. Amen. Whereas the affairs of the ghaib, of the hidden and the unseen, and the affairs of the hereafter are such that there is no scope for the intellects to enter into them. The intellects cannot reach them. Rather, they are founded upon authentic reports. Affairs of the hereafter, affairs of the ghaib, that's what they're to be founded upon, authentic reports. So we have iman in them, we believe in them based upon authentic, or based upon true reports, and we do not say anything except what is indicated by a proof with regard to the affairs of the hereafter and the affairs of the grave. No one can speak or affirm anything except with an authentic proof from the book and the sunnah, because it is from the affairs of the ghaib, the hidden and the unseen, which are not known except to Allah, the Perfect and Most High. So this is a part of Iman in the last day. What happens in the grave, questioning of the angels and so on, this is a part of Iman in the last day. Because the grave is the first of the stages of the hereafter. Then the Imam Ibn Qudama, he continued, وَالْبَعْثُ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ حَقٌّ, and the resurrection after death is true. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, likewise from that which it is obligatory to have iman in, from that which it is obligatory to truly believe in, and which is from having iman in the last day, is al-imanu bil-ba'ath, is having iman in the resurrection, bringing back to life. And he explains what is al-ba'ath. He said, and al-ba'ath is resurrection, is the dead being returned to life. They will be raised up from their graves alive after they had been dust and bones and crumbled bone. For Allah, the Perfect and Most High, will return them to being just as they used to be by His ability. He, the one free of all imperfections, in order to recompense them in accordance with their deeds, which they did. فَالدُّنْيَا دَارُ عَمَلٍ وَالْآخِرَةُ دَارُ جَزَاءٍ, because this world is an abode for action, and the hereafter is an abode for recompense. So therefore, there must be a resurrection for recompensing and for accounting. The affair does not come to an end with this world. Rather, there is another abode, which is the abode of recompensing. So if there were no resurrection for recompensing, then that would necessitate that the actions of Allah, the Perfect and Most High, were without purpose, and that they were actions without any result. I mean, if there are no resurrection followed by recompensing for a person's good deeds and his bad deeds, if this were not the case, then Allah's actions, if that were the case, Allah's actions would be without purpose, meaning creation of mankind and jinn, the creation of this world, people being put to trial in this world, and so on. All of that would be without purpose. And he brings evidence, he said, evidence that this is not the case. He said, He the Most High said, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 23rd Surah, Ayah 115-116, with the explanation, Do you think that we created you abathan? Do you think that we created you without any purpose, and that you would not be brought back to us? High and exalted is Allah, the true King. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so He is exalted and declared free of abath, of acting without purpose, and from creating a creation without any purpose. Rather, he created them for a wise purpose and for a goal, which is the resurrection and the raising from the grave and the recompensing for actions. If they were good, then he will receive good, and if evil, then evil. And that is because Allah will restore their bodies and gather them together from the dust and the bones, and their bodies will be rebuilt just as they used to be. Then after that, he will command Israfil to blow the horn, the sur. Allah the Most High will command, after the people have been bodily resurrected, he will command Israfil to blow the horn. So he will blow upon the horn, and the sur, the horn, is as-sur wal-qarn. And he gives here the explanation, which is the same explanation given by Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the authentic hadith, that this sur is a qarn, is a horn. Then Shaykh Fawzan added to that and said, and the sur is the horn which contains the souls. So every soul will fly into its body. So this body will come to life and will move. Then they will come out from the graves. Min al-ajdath, from the graves. And they will go to the mahshar. They will go to the gathering place. As if they were scattered locusts, rushing towards the caller who calls them to the gathering place, or who calls them to the gathering. The people who come out of their, just come out of their graves, they will rush towards the caller like scattered locusts, going towards the caller who calls them to the gathering. So they will go, and no one will stay behind. يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ سِرَاعًا كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ نُصُبٍ يُوفِدُونَ خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْحَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ. Surah Al-Ma'arij, the 70th Surah, Ayah 43 to 44, with the explanation. On that day when they will come out from their graves, hastening, as if they were racing to a finishing post, with their gaze lowered, covered by humiliation. That will be the day which they were promised. Then Shaykh Fawzan quotes further ayahs in that regard. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. Surah Yasin, 36th Surah, Ayahs 51 to 53, with the explanation, and the horn will be blown, and they will rush from their graves towards their Lord. The unbelievers will say, who has raised us from our sleep? The believers will say, this is what the Most Merciful promised, and the messengers spoke the truth. It was just a single blast, and then they will all be brought before us. and then they'll all be brought before us. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this is the qudrah, this is the ability of Allah the Perfect and Most High. Then he said, and the mushrikun, the people of shirk, those who associate others in worship with Allah, denied the resurrection. وَقَالُوا أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِذَامًا وَرُفَاتًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا. Surah Al-Isra, the 17th surah, ayah 49, with the explanation. And they said, when we have become bones and dust, will we then be raised up in a new creation? And Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes a further ayah about what they said, أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Surah Al-Ra'ad, the 13th surah, ayah 5, with the explanation, when we have become dust, will we then be in a new creation? When we have become dust, will we be newly created? Shaykh al-Fawzan explains what they were saying. He said, how can the dust be restored and life be put into it? And this is what they were saying, this is what they were meaning. How can the dust be restored and life be put into it? And how can these bones which have rotted away be restored? And these hairs which have scattered, and this flesh which has broken apart, how can it come back a second time? They held that this was something far-fetched, and they denied it based upon their intellects. Why did the unbelievers, why did the people of Shirk, why did they deny the resurrection? Again, the same thing, intellect. They couldn't understand it in their intellect, they couldn't comprehend it, so they denied it. The Shaykh said, and they did not know that the one who created them the first time is able to restore them. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. Surah Al-Rum, the 30th surah, ayah 27, with the explanation, and he, Allah, is the one who initiated the creation, or he, Allah, is the one who created to begin with. Then he will restore it, and that is easier for him. And he'll bring it back, that is easier for him. And Shaykh al-Fawzan quoted the ayah also, مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعَثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. Surah Luqman, the 31st surah, ayah 28, with the explanation, your creation and your raising to life, your creation and your resurrecting to life is not except like that of a single soul, and of all of you, the creation of all of you and bringing all of you back to life is not except like that being done to a single soul. Shaykh Fawzan said, Allah is not rendered incapable by anything. So therefore, why didn't they regard the initial creation as being something very strange? I mean, they found it very strange and unbelievable that a person, after he died and turned to bones and dust, that he can be restored back to life. They found that unbelievable. So Shaykh al-Fawzan makes the point here. Then why didn't they find it strange? The initial creation, their first creation, why didn't they find that strange? When they were in the time before that, non-existent. They had no skins and no bones nor anything. Before they were created to begin with, they didn't have any of that. No skin, no bone, nothing. Why don't they find it strange that they were created at all then? وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا. Surah Maryam, the 19th surah, ayah 9, with the explanation, and I created you before and you were nothing. I created you before when you were nothing. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, they had no bones, before the people created the first time. What did they have before that, before their creation? They had no bones and no flesh and nothing at all. But Allah brought them into existence from non-existence, from nothingness. So the one who brought them into existence from nothing, is he not able to restore their bodies and their dust and their bones to how they were before? Nothing renders him incapable, he the perfect and most high. And Shaykh al-Fawzan points out this argument that's been made here about these people of Shirk. Why do they deny the resurrection and say it's not possible? Bones and dust can't be turned back into people. Then how about when they were first created? There weren't even bones, there weren't even flesh, there were nothing to begin with, and they were created from nothing. And Shaykh al-Fawzan continued, so this is the ba'ath, this is the raising from the graves, when Israfil blows upon the horn. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. Surah Yasin, the 36th surah, ayah 51, the same ayah that came before with the explanation, and the horn will be blown and they will rush from their graves towards their Lord. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and the blowing upon the horn was mentioned by Allah that it will occur three times. The first time, Nafkhatul Faza'. The first blowing upon the horn is Nafkhatul Faza', the blowing of terror. وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ. Surah An-Naml, the 27th surah, ayah 87, with the explanation, and the day when the horn will be blown, and whoever is in the heavens and whoever is upon the earth will be terrified, except for whomever Allah wishes, and all will come to him humbled. So that's the first blowing, the nafkhatul faza, the blowing of terror. Everyone, it will cause terror to all of them. And the second blowing he mentions, nafkhatul thaniya, and the second blowing is nafkhatul sa'iq, the blowing which causes them to fall down dead. And the third blowing is nafkhatul ba'ath, the blowing for the resurrection. And these two, in the second here and the third, these two are mentioned at the end of Surah Az-Zumar, just as Allah the Perfect and Most High said, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ. And he explains that word again, as he said, being from Surah Az-Zumar, the 39th surah, ayah 68, and the horn will be blown, فَصَعِقَ. Then he explains the word sa'iqa, he said meaning mat. Obviously sa'iqa means falls down unconscious or falls down dead. Shaykh said meaning he'll die. What's meant here is he'll die. Man fis samawati wa man fil ard illa man shaa Allah thumma nufikha fihi ukhra. The ayah with the explanation, and the horn will be blown, so whoever is in the heavens and whoever is upon the earth will fall down dead, except for whomever Allah wishes. Then it will be blown another time. Shaykh al-Fawzan said this is the third blowing. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى. This is the third blowing. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Same continuation of the same ayah with the explanation, then they will be standing looking. After this third blowing, the people will be standing looking. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is the blowing for the resurrection. And this third one is the blowing for the ba'ath, for the resurrection. Then the Imam Ibn Qudamah, he continued, وذلك حين ينفخ إسرافيل عليه السلام في الصور. And that will occur, obviously being what was mentioned before, the Ba'ath, the resurrection after death. And that will occur when Israfil alayhi salam blows the horn. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, and Israfil is an angel from the angels who has the duty of blowing upon the horn. And then the Imam of Al-Qudami, he continues, gives evidence for that, gives the ayah, فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. Surah Yasin, the 36th Surah, Ayah 51, the same ayah that came before, with the explanation, then they will hasten towards their Lord from their graves. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, explain these two words here, al-ajdath is al-qubur, is the graves. And yansilun means yakhrujuna minha, means they will come out from them. And that's where we'll leave this section until next time, inshaAllah. The section obviously being a long section, the affairs of the hereafter being a long section. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Any points of clarification?